It was almost 60 years ago, in April 1912, that more than 2,000 people were crossing the Atlantic on what was considered to be the greatest ship in the world. In the middle of the night, off the coast of Newfoundland, a crew member was awakened by what sounded to him like a giant fingernail being drawn down the ship's side. Well, that finger was an iceberg. The ship was the Titanic, and all that was left of the big lady was just a couple of debris falling around and floating on the surface. Now Texas oilman Jack Grimm is paying for another expedition to locate the wreck. If sonar tracings found last summer are confirmed, remote cameras will be sent down to take pictures, and if that is successful, a mini-submarine will be used next summer to get inside the hull and retrieve a lot of artifacts worth millions of dollars, gold, paintings. The expedition sails Sunday from the U.S. East Coast.